Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Top Monday Farm News. On Saturday evening, on a vote of 77-18, the U.S. Senate confirmed South Dakotan Luke Lindberg as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Obviously approved by senators from the tri-state area and applauded by U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom.
There was strong bipartisan support, overwhelmingly approving him for this position. Luke Lindberg has a very proven track record as a champion, not only for U.S. agriculture, but he really understands the trade issues that we're all dealing with each and every day. And I personally have had the opportunity to work with him on several occasions in his former role as South Dakota trade, South Dakota being a big ag state, of course. So I've been able to see firsthand his command of the issues and his passion for ag. So overall, we're excited about this timely filling of that trade position.
Hallstrom says when the Senate returns from his August recess, they should confirm Dr. Julie Callahan, President Trump's nominee to serve as chief ag negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Uncertainty from trade tariffs continue to weigh on U.S. grain prices, hitting soybeans the hardest, followed by wheat, then corn, causing a lot of countries to take a step back and reevaluate, either to look at getting more negotiations done on trade deals or look at other routes to meet their needs. President Trump recently signed an executive order that updated reciprocal tariffs for some countries that go into effect August 7th and increased tariffs immediately for countries like Canada, 35%. Rich Nelson, chief ag strategist for Allendale, says trade ignoring U.S. corn demand on the world market is very concerning.
This market is not trading like a 1.9 balance sheet would. It's trading more like a 2.2 billion bushel balance sheet. So in our viewpoint, we have about 300 million bushels, and especially on corn, unneeded trade risk right now.
On Wednesday last week, President Trump signed executive actions imposing a 50% tariff on Brazil, a 50% tariff on certain copper products, and suspending a tax perk for all countries that allowed cheap packages to fly into the U.S. duty-free. Regarding Brazil, you can expect more coffee beans going to countries other than the U.S. The soybean gall midge, a difficult pest to manage, according to Bob Koch with the University of Minnesota, says it seems like seed-applied insecticides aren't providing much control. Based on research from his colleagues in Iowa and Nebraska, foliar-applied insecticides aren't really doing all that much either. And he says that may be due to the fact that the larvae are protected inside the stems. Soybean gall midge recently identified in three Minnesota counties. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Coming up next, the Monday morning markets.